anytime you have a conversation possibly with someone who is Protestant of another religion of you other than Catholic, there's always maybe this question that comes up. Where's that in the Bible? Well, we're going to tackle that along with a few other things. Carlo Broussard has a new book out called Meeting the Protestant Challenge. We'll talk with him next.
Encounter Jesus on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Staff apologist at Catholic Answers, author and speaker Carlo Broussard with Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. I'm Jen Brown along with Bruce McGregor. Thank you for spending time with us. Meeting the Protestant Challenge is the book series that we're going to tackle with Carlo over the next several months. What is a Protestant challenge, Carlo?
Hey, Bruce and Jen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Doing very, very well. Always good to hear from you. We guarantee people are going to learn
That's
something.
Right. Amen to that. Jen, you teed it up very nicely, my dear. Thank you so much.
That was
fantastic.
Well, what is that challenge? Yeah, what's that Protestant challenge?
Yeah, well, you articulated one challenge prior to that break there and prior to the introduction of where's that in the Bible. And so that's a challenge that we're all faced with as Catholics. And, you know, Catholics have provided a plethora of resources since the late 80s in responding to that challenge because modern Catholic apologetics has centered on that particular challenge. But the challenge that I meet in my book and I articulate is how can the church teach X when the Bible says Y? You see, and this is a kind of challenge that it charges a Catholic with incoherence. You see, it's saying, hey, Mr. Catholic, you believe Scripture is the inspired word of God, right? Yes. Well, this particular belief that you have, say, Mary being a perpetual virgin, contradicts a particular Bible passage that you believe to be inspired. So, for example, in Matthew 13:55, it talks about the brothers of Jesus, right? So how can the church teach that Mary was a perpetual virgin when the Bible says in Matthew 13:55 that Jesus had brothers? So how do you reconcile that? So, and this, Bruce and Jen, this is a challenge that we as Catholics must meet because whatever the church teaches and whatever we believe as Catholics, even if it's derived principally from sacred tradition, it might not be found explicitly in sacred scripture, at least the teaching can't contradict scripture because we believe the Bible to be the inspired word of God. So this is a challenge we have to meet. And so that's what I do in the book.
All right, so Carlo,
I teach you how to meet that challenge.
Yep. So, is this the only Protestant challenge, or are there other kinds of challenges? And if so, how might they differ a little bit from this one?
Yeah. Well, I sort of touched on that already, but we can think about it a little bit more and articulate it and go further with it. The other challenge, as I mentioned, was where's that in the Bible, right? And that's the challenge that Catholic apologetics has centered on since the late 80s. And started by our founder here at Catholic Answers, Carl Keating, right? He sort of initiated that modern apologetics movement with his book Catholicism and Fundamentalism. But what's interesting, Bruce and Jen, about that challenge, where's that in the Bible, operates on the principle of sola scriptura. That's the Protestant belief that the Bible alone is our infallible rule of faith. So if I'm going to believe something as a Christian, as a part of God's revelation, it's got to be found explicitly in sacred scripture. It's got to come from sacred scripture alone, right? But notice how whenever that challenge is made, operating on sola scriptura, that's asking us as a Catholic to operate on sola scriptura. But that's not something that we operate. We don't believe in sola scriptura, right? We don't believe that the Bible alone is our infallible rule of faith and that whatever we believe must come from scripture alone. As a Catholic, we can appeal to sacred tradition and we can appeal to the church's teaching interpreting both scripture and tradition. So whenever we're asked the question or posed with the challenge, where's that Catholic belief in the Bible? A Catholic's not required to meet that challenge. A Catholic could say, well, it's not in the Bible. I believe it based upon sacred tradition and the church's teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, our Protestant friend is not going to be persuaded by that response, but at least a Catholic is coherent in his own belief system, right? in believing a certain belief that's not found explicitly in sacred scripture. But this challenge that I meet in my book, as I mentioned, that's a challenge that a Catholic has to meet because it's a charge of incoherence. And as a Catholic, we need to meet that challenge and show, nope, this particular belief that we have as a Catholic does not contradict this particular Bible passage that a Protestant thinks poses a threat to it.
Because we have scripture, we have tradition, and we have teaching. We have several things that help us comprehend all of this beautiful thing brought forth by Christ. It's 7:23, 34 degrees. Carla Broussard, who we're talking to, meeting the Protestant challenge. Let's talk a little bit about the Bible alone, a rule of faith, and something that we can share with Protestants and maybe ask them the question, if the Bible alone is the rule of faith, where does it say that in the Bible? Could we ask them that question?
Yeah, that would be a counter challenge, right? That's something that we could challenge our Protestant friends with if we're in a conversation about Sola Scriptura, which is a good conversation to have because all of Protestantism is founded upon that basis of the doctrine of Sola Scriptura or Scripture alone. So we could very well challenge them and say, hey, where is that in the Bible? Now, what they will respond with is most likely they'll turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, where St. Paul tells Timothy, instructs him that all scripture is inspired by God, and amen to that. And then he tells Timothy that the scriptures are profitable for teaching, for correction, and equipping every man to become complete and every good work. And so many will appeal to that passage and say, well, see, because scripture is inspired, it's the sole rule of faith. Well, no, just because it's inspired doesn't mean it's the sole rule of faith. That conclusion doesn't follow from the premise. Secondly, a Protestant might say, well, notice that St. Paul says that the scriptures are sufficient here for equipping every man to teach and for him to be completed in every good work and made perfect. Well, St. Paul doesn't say that the scriptures are sufficient. St. Paul tells Timothy that the scriptures are profitable. And there's a big difference between being profitable or helpful and sufficient. Because just because something is profitable, that doesn't mean you don't need anything else. And of course, St. Paul and his other writings would tell us that we do need something besides scripture, namely the apostolic traditions. As he says in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, hold fast to the traditions that you have received, either by word of mouth or by written epistle. So we see that both scripture and tradition are necessary for us as Christians to hold fast to.
It's 7:26, 34 degrees, Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. We're talking with Carla Broussard, meeting the Protestant challenges, the book. And Carla, in the book, you, of course, you have some main Catholic beliefs that our Protestant friends challenge us on. And you also show in your book, there are things that are not contradicted in the Bible. Show me that in the Bible. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, so in each of the challenges, so I teach you how to meet that challenge and show, well, that Bible passage does not contradict this particular Catholic belief, or I should say our Catholic belief does not contradict this particular Bible passage. And I show you how to reconcile those two things, right? But then I also give positive biblical evidence for the particular Catholic belief that we're inquiring about. So let's say, for example, our Protestant friend gets hung up on Romans 3:28. How can the Catholic Church teach that works play a role in our salvation when Romans 3:28, St. Paul says we're justified by faith and not by works of the law? Now, in order to meet that challenge, we show that no, St. Paul is the works of the law that Paul is referring to are referring to a particular kind of works, the works of the Mosaic Law and the Old Covenant. And he's saying that faith justifies both Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles, membership in God's covenantal family relationship extends to the Gentiles now. And so the standard by which one is judged to be saved or justified is something that applies both to Jews and Gentiles, not just the Jews, namely faith. So since the ceremonial precepts in the Mosaic Law applied particularly to the Jewish people, that no longer applies in the new covenant because Gentiles are now welcomed into God's family. So faith is the standard or the measure by which one is justified. So that's how we would reconcile those two. But then we can take a step further, Bruce and Jen, and offer positive biblical evidence that works do play a role in our justification and salvation by appealing to James 2:24, where St. James tells us we see that a man is not justified by faith alone. Excuse me, he says, we are justified by works and not by faith alone. So we see, according to James, that works do play an essential role in our process of justification and salvation. As he's not referring to the initial stage, he's referring to the ongoing and future stage, but that's what I articulate in the book. But notice how we can show or reconcile the alleged Bible passage that poses a threat to our particular belief, and then give some positive biblical evidence for the particular Catholic belief.
Carlo Broussard with us this morning, 728 Spirit Mornings, meeting the Protestant challenge, how to answer 50 biblical objections to Catholic beliefs. And Carlo, you've got challenges laid out here, 50 of them. How are these assembled in the book, and how does the reader use this book to help further their knowledge?
Yeah, so what I've done is I've tried to pick the most popular, the most common objections that Protestants will pose, these biblical objections to Catholic beliefs. And I've categorized them into several categories. So we look at the, topics concerning church authority, scripture and tradition, salvation, the sacraments, Mary and the saints, eschatology, or like the end times, talking about like, the Protestant view of the rapture and Jesus' second coming and stuff like that, and Catholic life and practice. So a variety of challenges that can be categorized into those seven categories. And so each chapter, which you'll find in each chapter, the reader will find a series of ways to meet these challenges, anywhere from 3 to 4 bite-sized ways that you can meet the challenge, and ultimately shows that the challenge does not succeed in proving Catholic beliefs to be contrary to the Bible. And then following these is a counter challenge, which, Jen, you gave you an example of a counter challenge that you might find in each of the chapters. And the counter challenge can serve to be a help for our Protestant friend to think more critically about his own assumptions, right? Now, these 50 biblical challenges, of course, don't exhaust the challenges that Protestants make against Catholic teaching, but they do offer a good sampling of what a Catholic might encounter. So my hope for the book, for the reader, is to become more efficient in their conversations with Protestants, to not be fearful, right, and to have a healthy sense of confidence to know that our beliefs as Catholics do not contradict these Bible passages. We do not make void the Word of God, as some traditions do, according to Jesus in Mark 7:13. And so that can breed confidence within our Catholic brothers and sisters to go forward, to get out there, and to engage in conversation with our Protestant friends.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. The book is called Meeting the Protestant Challenge. Author is Carlo Broussard, staff apologist at Catholic Answers. Carlo, we're going to kind of go through this book a few chapters at a time. Does that sound like a great plan?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Bruce and Jen. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All righty, Carlo.
Guarantee.
Thank you so
Amen
much.
Amen to that.
Go to CarloBroussard.com, CarloBroussard.com, and check out information not only about this book, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, but the other wonderful things that Carlo is up to. Thanks for spending time with us on Spirit Mornings, Carlo. Have a blessed Monday.
Hey, thank you. God bless you guys.
Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.